This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Now for a preview of the upcoming week in Metro Atlanta literary events with Darren Wong from the AJC Decatur Book Festival. This week's first author has what you might call a unique brand of swamp justice.
Carl Hyacin is certainly one of the best things to come out of Florida since orange juice. I think that's true. he's been cranking out novels since the early 90s. Before that, he was best known as a columnist in South Florida, and he's just has a fantastic perspective on the invasion of Florida. We have a little clip of him from Fresh Air talking about that.
Well, I mean, you use the word invaded. I think it's too mild. I use the word trampled, stampeded is what I usually use. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, the population since I was born in 1953, the population has more than quintupled in this state. And try to imagine any place absorbing that kind of population change and the transformation that you would watch if you lived here. I mean, it's traumatic.
He's probably best known for his adult novels, Skin Tight or Double Whammy or Tourist Season. He also has a series of children's books, but this new book is actually a teen, young adult book, and he's got something interesting going on. His favorite character in his adult novels that first made an appearance in Double Whammy back in the early 90s was Wild Skink. In this new book, Skink, No Surrender, the book focuses on the story of Classic Malloy, who is being threatened to be shipped off to boarding school. Instead of doing that, she disappears with some guy she meets online. Now her cousin, poor Richard, realizes she's in over her head and tries to figure out how to save her and encounters Wild Skink and enlists his help and mayhem ensues. That's all I'm going to say. Mayhem ensues. Anyway, so Carl Hyacin is going to be at the Decatur Library Auditorium on Wednesday, and he's going to be signing his book, Skink, No Surrender.
Darren, life as the child of a global superstar has to be a little on the interesting side.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Yama Brown is going to be talking about her famous father, James, the godfather of soul, on Thursday night. Her book is called Cold Sweat. It is a memoir of growing up the daughter of an icon and is laced with, you know, a lot of star sightings. Michael Jackson stops by and, you know, everyone's kind of has their time in the limelight in there. But it's also a memoir of issues around domestic abuse, both within her marriage and within her mother's marriage. And it's a discussion of Yama Brown's rising through these challenges and, you know, coming to terms with both the greatness of her father and his flaws. Yama Brown's going to be signing her book, Cold Sweat, at the Carter Library on Thursday at 7 o'clock, and that's an event with Acapella Books.
Darren, our next literary event this week is an evening of poetry and song.
Yes, Emory University's Robert Woodruff Library is dedicated an evening of programming for the late poet Seamus Heaney, who had a really strong relationship with the university. His papers are held there in marble in the Manuscript and Rare Book Library. So last year when Heaney died, there was a lot of immediate outflowing of grief about his death. But now, a little more than a year on, the university is kind of doing a more of a retrospective look at Seamus Heaney's body of work. Natasha Trethewey, Kevin Young, Tracy K. Smith, Belinda McKeon, and Willem Corbett, and a few others are going to be reading some of Heaney's poems. The Vega Quartet is going to be playing as well as part of the tribute. Should be a really lovely evening. So that event is 7:30 at the Schwartz Center for Performing Arts. This is on Thursday. Tickets are available around Atlanta at the independent bookstores like Little Shop of Stories and Acapella, and also at the Schwartz Center.
Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival with this week's book events across Metro Atlanta. We talked about two authors visiting Atlanta, Carl Hyacin and Yama Brown, along with a special poetry and music remembrance of poet Seamus Heaney. For more information about any of these events, visit wabe.org/citycafe.